Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we've... You see the point. We're doing okay till we get to that spot. We're fine as long as it's all about God forgiving me. But then sometimes that F word demands some more. One of the great stumbling blocks of the Christian religion, and yet also its most beautiful jewel. Beautiful and confounding. Forgiveness, necessary and impossible. Forgiveness, obvious and so misunderstood. It just runs deep in our vocabulary. Sometimes we think we know what it means, but maybe it requires a little more attention, a little more care. In fact, if I were to ask you to turn to one of those little list Lutherans who just took off, what kind of words might you use to describe to them this word, this idea, this practice, this reality of the Christian faith? If I were to ask you just to turn to somebody sitting near you right now, and in a word or a phrase or a short paragraph, what would you say about the meaning of the word forgiveness? It's a word that's more often formed by our culture, a word formed by piety, by personal experience, probably mostly a word that's shaped by our parents. It's the F word. Mark Twain came up with a nice one. Mark said, forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. That's nice. I also like the guy from Friends, you know, what he said about it. I think, though, my favorite, Al Pacino. There's a church down the road. They have their worship services at the correct time, but I'm not sure they got the forgiveness one right. Yeah. What is forgiveness? Do you know the people in this picture? Some of you are old enough to remember. This is not so long ago. This is the Pope, right? I don't know if you remember the occasion, though, and frankly, a lot of people thought that the Pope was nuts, that he would go to a prison cell at Rebibbia Prison in Rome and visit this particular person just a few weeks after this particular person did what? Shot him. In Vatican Square, in front of thousands and thousands of people, they panicked, there was shock. Mehmet Ali Aga. The skeptic said that the Pope was just doing his job. After all, the Pope is a professional forgiver. The cynics guessed that it was just for publicity. I mean, you know, cameras love this kind of stuff. There were still others who worried that it would send the wrong message to other would-be terrorists who might try to do the same kind of thing. Thanks. My Catholic friends like to call him our first pope. You know who I mean? Peter. Peter asked Jesus how many times he should forgive another member of the community. And then, I don't know, is he trying to be magnanimous? Is he showing off? Is this words of humility? But what does he say? Jesus, should I forgive as many as... And then he kind of, you know, puts his hands on his hips. Seven times. As if, you know, waiting to be congratulated for that. And then, of course, Jesus says no. No. It's not like that. Dr. Lewis Smedes, or Smedes as I would call him, he was a professor at Fuller Theological Seminary. He wrote a book. It's called The Art of Forgiving. We used this, two or three years ago. Remember when we did this class together? I reread it again. It's not a hard read. I sure commend it to you. I don't know a single book that has sort of messed with my head more than this one on this particular topic. Smedes says that God invented forgiving as a remedy. God invented forgiving as a remedy for a past that cannot be forgotten and cannot be changed. You think about that for a second. God invented forgiveness as a remedy for a past that cannot be forgotten and cannot be changed. That book haunts me. It challenges me and it pushes me. It's kind of turned the F word upside down in my noggin. I think, frankly, that I have still my mother's voice in my head, who said probably over the course of my childhood, 10,000 times, 100,000 times, "Now, David, tell your brother you're sorry. Now, Robbie, say, I forgive you." And we played that out over and over and over again. I don't think it works that way. I've changed my mind. Have you changed your mind? I used to think that forgiving was a mercy that I extended to someone who had harmed me. I used to think that forgiving was a mercy that I extended to somebody who had harmed me. What's the problem with that? Instead, I've come to appreciate it that it's the one who benefits forgiveness from forgiveness is not the one who did the harming. Who benefits? The forgiver. It's the forgiver that gets let off this terrible hook. I have a friend, he likes to say, the refusal to forgive is a bit like continuing to drink poison, hoping and expecting that the one who harmed us will get sick. Do you see how that works? What kind of life do you want? I used to think that forgiving was about trying to forget what someone had done. I used to think that forgiveness was all about trying to forget whatever it was that had done me bad. Smedes would argue that is instead something very different than that. No, it is about carefully remembering. Honestly and fearlessly remembering exactly what happened. To face that reality. To account for those consequences. And to blame the one who hurt us. I used to think that forgiving would come as long as there was an apology. You get caught in this one? You know, you kind of fold your arms up, waiting for it to come. Now, you know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes there is an apology. Sometimes people own up and they take responsibility. Sometimes they even make amends, and it's nice. But that's not the same as forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't depend on the conscience or the repentance of the one who has done the wrong. Forgiveness is the work of the forgiver. And when you think about it, it has to be that way. Otherwise, the harmer still has the power over you, right? I used to think that forgiveness would bring reconciliation, that there would in it be a restoration of relationship. I sure don't think that anymore. Why? We so easily conflate things like that, that forgiveness is all about making nice again, that forgiveness is somehow, well, acting like it was all okay again. And I suppose sometimes that does happen. There have been times in my relationship with Carla when, darn it. Can't let that one go by. And there's this kind of honest recognition of that and words of care and love, words of apology, words of forgiveness. Praise God for partners who love us. But sometimes, maybe many times, there can be no relationship. That there, we make a grave mistake sometimes if we make that assumption that forgiveness will automatically restore things. In the case of intimate partner violence, do we send her back where she's likely to be wounded again? Or in the case of a counselor who might exploit a relationship where there's a kind of a power differential in a relationship, do you send him back? Do you see? I used to think that forgiveness meant that a wrongdoer would not have to face the consequences of justice. I used to think that forgiveness meant that the wrongdoer would not have to face the consequences of justice. No, justice, like forgiveness, is also a gift from God. Justice is hard, and justice is important, and justice belongs to God. Who are you to take it away? If justice is like forgiveness, that it is a gift, we would stand in the way of what God is up to in the world. No, it's our responsibility to preserve and do it. Well, I used to think that forgiveness was an obligation, a requirement for getting right with God again. Smedius writes that we forgive only when we discover that we want to forgive. We want to forgive only when we want to be healed, when we want to get over this weight, this poison that we've carried inside for so long. Because when we do forgive, we are only doing what comes naturally to anyone who has themselves felt the breath of forgiving love in their own heart. Mehmet Ali Aga. Since this picture was taken, he's been in and out of prison more times. He was extradited to Turkey. At one point, he said that he wanted to become a Catholic priest. He said it was the Polish government who had ordered him to shoot the Pope. Later on, he said it was the Russians who said he should go and shoot the Pope. Eventually, he came to say it was the Ayatollah Khomeini who said he should go and shoot the Pope. Aga wants to visit John Paul's grave, and he also wants to co-author a book with Dan Brown. I think he's back in prison now. On his record is attempted murder and murder, illegal possession of a gun. Who knows? Who knows if he'd had a gun in that jail cell in 1984, would he have just picked it up and shot the Pope again? Probably. If forgiveness is a gift, it's also a kind of burden. A gift of honesty and healing, a gift of seeing God at work in my own life, not forgetting, not letting a criminal off the hook, not pretending it doesn't hurt. No, it's better than that. As Smedius puts it, forgiveness is the only way to heal a past that we can neither change nor forget. To forgive is to surrender. Surrender my need to get revenge. Surrender my heart to God. You remember the little boy who prayed, "And forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive those who put trash in our baskets." 7 times? 7? No. No. It's better than that.